people can once again buy vaping products in Massachusetts. State regulators lifted a ban on the sale of nicotine vape products, but under a new state law, retail shops can't resume the sale of flavored nicotine. Businesses can only sell unflavored vaping products. So, as WBUR's Anindore Enwemeka reports, it's not back to business as usual for many vape shops.
The end of the ban on vaping products feels pretty bittersweet for some vape shop owners. Stacy Peritsky is co-owner of Vape Daddies in Newton.
We're glad that the ban is being lifted partially, but it's not like, woohoo, the ban's been lifted, because we can't sell the biggest piece of our business anymore, which was flavored juices.
Peritsky says most of her vaping sales came from flavored products. And the ban already forced Vape Daddies to close two of its four locations.
It was like if you owned a supermarket and they said to you, you can't sell any more food there. Can't sell any more food. So you would go, okay, well, I can sell magazines. You know, I can sell
greeting cards.
So, and we were just like, okay, we've got to think of something, of another great idea.
So Peritsky and her business partner, David Bershad, are moving in a new direction by offering products for people to grow marijuana.
And see that spray happening? See if you look in. You can hear it.
This is a hydroponic system.
So it's all water.
So it just grows in water.
The system looks like a sleek flower pot with LED lights above it. It uses water instead of soil to grow plants. Vape Daddies is banking on this system, as well as offering customers more smoking accessories like pipes and bongs.
Have you thought about longer term, if this doesn't work, what you might do or try next?
Come on. Everybody's been asking us, what is your plan B? Okay, this is our plan B.
There's no plan C.
So hopefully this will work.
Other vape shops are looking to expand their offerings, too. Pete Patel owns Liquid Smoke and Vape Shop in Alston. Back in September, when the ban was first put in place, he told me he didn't think he'd make it.
It's totally a disaster for us, you know, for the whole industry. Now we have to close down.
But Patel didn't close during the ban, which was shorter than initially planned.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I see the store looks a little different now.
Yeah. So now we're focusing on more tobacco products. So that's why we get more other kind of stuff, hookah stuffs, and more tobacco.
Do you think that by expanding now we'll make up for the loss of the flavors?
Not really. Kind of maybe 10%, but not exactly like the where juice was making more.
Flavored vaping juices made up about 30% of Patel's total sales.
We'll see how it goes. And if it's worked out for us, then we'll stay here. Otherwise, we have to move out, you know?
At least one of Patel's customers isn't going back to vaping after the ban. Art Baden stops in to look at pipes and says he's made a switch of his own.
I wanted to stop, and it kind of helped me because, like, it wasn't around anymore over here.
So the ban helped you stop vaping?
Yeah. That's right. I just got back to cigarettes a little more, I would say.
And that's what critics of the vape ban were worried about. Some vape shop owners say their customers used flavored vaping products as a way to quit smoking combustible cigarettes. The Baker administration banned the sale of vaping products back in September after a wave of vaping-related lung illnesses and some deaths. State and federal officials are still looking for the cause. Meanwhile, a lawsuit some vape shops brought against the state over the ban is moving forward. Attorney Craig Rourke represents several businesses in the lawsuit. He says his clients' losses range from several hundreds of thousands of dollars to about $4 million.
Unfortunately for some of them, the ban closed their doors. Some of them aren't going to be able to reopen.
As vape shops figure out what may lie ahead, state health officials continue to recommend that people don't use any e-cigarette or vaping products. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.